The year is 1971. 18-year-olds are finally able to vote, and political candidates start using yo-yos and campaigning at make-out point to attract the new teen demographics. Margaret Thatcher ends the free milk program for school children, leading to a generation of frail British boys who would one day look to a boy wizard as their hero. And in the City of Stars, Charles Manson may have been sentenced to death, but two young musicians were sentenced to life. Life in the music biz, that is. Don Henley and Glenn Frey moved to L.A. to work on different bands, but came together to play behind Linda Ronstadt. As the two hit it off, they decided to start their own band and told Ronstadt while they were on tour, who helped them recruit Bernie Leadon and Randy Meisner. Though Leadon would later be replaced by wild man Joe Walsh after pouring beer over Glenn Frey's head, the band would always love Linda Ronstadt. She was their Breakfast at Tiffany's. The four boys were quickly signed by David Geffen, and he sent them to Aspen to find their sound. They said, "Are you Geffen kidding me?" and went out on a peyote trip to the Mojave Desert, where legend has it they found a name and a little camaraderie. They'd go across the pond to record their first album in England with audio engineer Glyn Johns, who also worked with the likes of the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, Led Zeppelin, and of course, Spooky Tooth. Their first album was an instant success with three top 40 singles in Take It Easy, Witchy Woman, and Peaceful, Easy Feeling. With five number one singles and 150 million records sold, listed as Rolling Stone's 75th greatest musicians of all time, today we stand by the Eagles.
A shuffle deck of cards, how many different combinations, how many different orders the cards can be in after you shuffle them. And a guy said, it's infinity. And someone goes, it can't be infinity. And he goes, no, it's not. But he's a professor at MIT. Uh-huh. And he said, here's what I tell my students when they ask me this. You want to know how big 52 exclamation point is? Exclamation point's like an infinite exponential.
52 times 51 times 50.
Exactly.
Times
50, so it's 49. Set a timer to count down 52 exclamation point seconds. That's 8.0658 times 1,000 to the 1,067th power seconds. Stand on the equator and take a step forward every billion years. When you've circled the Earth once, take a drop of water from the Pacific Ocean and keep going. When the Pacific Ocean is empty, lay a sheet of paper down, refill the ocean, and carry on. When your stack of paper reaches the sun, take a look at the timer. The three leftmost digits won't have changed. It will still look like you have the exact same amount of time to go. You'll have to complete the whole process 1,000 times to get one-third of the way through a digit changing.
That's how long it feels when I watch Tommy do stand-up. Yeah.
And he goes, so if you want to kill time, shuffle a deck of cards, deal yourself five cards every billion years. Each time you get a royal flush, buy a lottery ticket. Each time that ticket wins the jackpot, throw a grain of sand into the Grand Canyon. When the Grand Canyon's full, take 1 ounce of rock off Mount Everest, empty the canyon, and carry on. When Everest is leveled, check the timer, and you won't have changed. He's like, that's how many times different combinations of a deck it is.
This guy sounds a little hyperbolic to me. Yeah. I don't know.
Hyperbolic time chamber.
Yeah. I think our levels are good.
All right.
Let's do it.
Should we do it?
Yeah. Kyle, thanks for coming on. You son of a bitch.
You got lockjaw now?
Oh, yeah. No, I was going to make you guys think your headphones weren't working. They're just earbuds.
We don't have soundproof headphones. So.
You're like ripping them out of your ears? Okay, cool, cool. I'm just deaf.
These are literally the worst headphones I've ever had. I think only one of the buds works. And then, like, this thing only our, like, little headphone plugger inner thing. Man, I am fucking tired.
No, that's the sign. Remember when you just called out that scientist on sounding like a nerd? But like the headphone plugger inner thing.
I like to simplify, you know? Yeah. I use layman terms. Mm-hmm. This thing sucks and only plays out of one jack also, so... Anyway, that's some inside baseball. Welcome to the podcast, everybody.
All right.
Oh, man. How you doing, Tommy? Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. I didn't want to tell you all day just so I could tell you on the podcast and everyone could hear it, not on your birthday.
That's good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, when this is coming out, I'll be dead.
But yeah, you're the big age. You're the celebrity death age.
27 Club, baby.
Holy shit.
My boy Kurt, my girl Amy, my boy Jimmy.
Wait, Jimmy Hendo?
Jimmy Hendo.
Jimmy Hendo. That's how you know you were close. From old Jimmy Hens.
Kyle, how are you doing on this, the day of Tommy's birthday?
Better than I thought I would be doing.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Party last night or something?
No.
Yeah.
It's the longest day of the year.
It is
the
longest.
Summer solstice.
Shit. Feels like I'm watching Tommy McNamara's stand-up.
Tom already made that riff off mic, just so you guys know.
You actually want to know how long Tommy's birthday is, stand on the equator. Take a step every billion years.
We'll probably leave all that in. Who knows? Well, thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah,
I'm like a little hungover. I only had 3 beers yesterday, though.
Yeah.
Which isn't drinking.
That's not drinking.
If I tell someone I didn't drink last night, I had 3 beers.
No. That's coping is what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's something in between both of your guys' definitions is where drinking is.
Yeah.
I've been doing that with vodka soda, where if I have only vodka sodas, I'm like, yeah, I've been sober for 2 weeks.
Nothing I've drank wasn't clear.
I'm pretty sure it was water. I'm going clear like a Scientologist.
The Prison of Belief. Subtitle of that book.
Kyle, are you going to get into the Scientology school when you make your move?
I wish. You know, one time I took a Scientology audit. I got audited one time outside of a Walmart in Independence, Missouri.
Wait, audited? Like,
yeah,
is that
they
what
give
they
you
call
the
it?
Yeah, they give you the little e-meter things. You hold the two sticks and then you sit down and they ask you why you're stressed and you say, I don't know, because your ex-girlfriend is standing with you at the Walmart and you take the whole test just despite her because you're there with her.
It's because women be shopping at Walmart.
It was Kyle be shopping for a raft.
And Kyle is shy about this, but his ex-girlfriend was Katie Holmes.
He
doesn't like
it. Well, it was Katie Holmes, and it's just a girl named Katie.
It's Sherlock Holmes.
And so now I have to get deductive behind why you said that. Let's see, his throat is moving this way. His pulse is raised.
So the Scientologists audit you. That's why it's Internal Revenue Scientology.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was stupid. Mm. Guys.
That was
we're here to talk about the Eagles today,
sure.
I guess.
We could get into auditing
a
little
bit
more.
They handed me,
then they tried to sell me a book, and I said no. And they were like, but we just found out you were stressed. And I was like, yeah, I don't want to. Where's the book come into play? And now here, 12 years later, the book comes into play very hard, come to find out. It was Dianetics.
It was all meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. I feel like the Eagles could get into Scientology. Like Hotel California is a very... That could be the Scientology Center's nickname.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Take it easy and join us.
Well, let's see how many of these we can do.
They
all have too bad of hair at this point to join Scientology.
Yeah.
You can't be bald and have long hair and be a Scientologist.
I have somehow still... I know that there's all this literature out there. There's documentaries. I know, like, nothing about Scientology still. I know that it's, like, a lot of, like, celebrities get into it. I know they have, like, free acting classes you can take that people get into because, like, it's also a Scientology class.
You know what you need to do? Stop acting like a dipshit.
Wow, a callback to a very famous Facebook comment.
Talk
about knowing your audience. The 76 people who listen.
You have the number memorized?
Sorry, the 76 as of the morning of Tommy's birthday people.
This is insane. I posted...
yeah, if you're listening, go to Tom's Facebook page.
Let's just talk about it. I'm
angry. Do you have anything you want to plug? Yeah, comment on Tom's Facebook. It's like Tommy in 6 years. You can see me this weekend remembering a comment I put on Tom's Facebook status.
It legitimately was funny to me at first. I'm like annoyed now. Like
so bad backstory, Tom put up a status.
I put up a status. I'm looking for acting classes. I'm trying to...
Online.
I'm trying to find online acting
classes.
Oh,
no, you put the status up online.
Yeah. Yes. I want University of Phoenix level acting classes. I put this up on the internet where a lot of times my friends will help me with things.
Give me an example of that.
Well, usually,
give me an example of when a friend has ever helped you with anything besides the light magically turning on.
The Scientologists are listening.
It's true.
So I posted, I need to take acting classes. I'm not good at it. And I was like, I feel like you get lost looking for acting shit. It's so hard to find.
A lot of it
good.
Seems like a scam.
Exactly, like the Scientologist shit. So I was like, I have some of my friends are pretty big names in the industry. Maybe they can help me out. I'm just kiddies. But I posted, hey, I'm looking for acting. Like, has anybody taken an acting class they enjoy? And Tommy just immediately chimes in with his famous, you want to say it again?
I already said it. I just said stuff acting like a dipshit. But I was standing like 8 feet from you.
Yeah. Tommy's comment, actually, the timestamp on his was earlier than your status.
Wait a second.
It was crazy. It was like he threw it knowing where it would land. Skate where the puck is going to act, you know?
This is what he uses time travel for. People.
Tommy's invented time travel just to be really ready to comment.
Just to roast baby Hitler.
That time somebody roasted him after all the roasting he did.
No.
No, that's what that was about, right?
Yeah, I remember when he was about to kill himself, he said, I'm going to get out of here on this.
I would love it if people roasted Hitler, but they still did that thing they do at the end where they're like, no, but seriously, Hitler, we love you.
We kid because we love.
You really do have a long, upstanding career.
So Tommy posts that. It starts getting all these fucking likes, and people are like, oh, it got more likes than the status. The status wasn't meant for likes. It wasn't a joke status. If it was a joke and you did that, start giving me shit, but all these people...
Authorial intent is irrelevant.
That is not true.
Tommy McNamara. Yeah. One of my famous quotes.
What time's your birthday over?
Writer of Mein Kampf.
Mine and yours and Kampf, Tommy. Going clear in the age of no Nazis.
Me, myself, and Kampf.
just an Asian fusion German restaurant called Mein Kampf.
Oh, no. We're here on Stand By Your Band.
Down on Main.
We haven't even.
The only podcast where you talk about Scientology and Hitler and earbuds.
The trifecta. Those were actually the three, not the Allied power. Those were the Axis of Evil was Hitler. Yeah. Earbuds.
The first super team. Yeah. LeBron didn't start it.
Have you heard, guys seen that movie where a pair of Beats by Dre plays basketball? Earbuds?
I have not seen that.
You haven't seen that? The dumbest.
No, I haven't even heard of it.
Oh, man, you got to check it out. It's really inspiring.
Wait, before I forget this riff, you know what an online class about Scientology acting would be called? The Master Class.
Ooh.
Kind of clever, huh?
Sure. Well, I don't know if I can consider it clever because you and I have sat around and come up with 200 Scientology puns before, so we're in a very brain space.
It's on my website. Find Cal and I made a great Scientology video. It's probably on YouTube, too.
Yeah, online.
Before that riff, I saw Tommy jump in time.
Tommy's in black and white now that he's back for some reason. We have to hit the side of him, and then he turns to colored bars and then back to normal.
Why is it in this picture of us you keep disappearing? Yeah. Oh, boy. Speaking of disappearing, we're talking about the Eagles today. Mm. That's not
the Eagles, the only band that looks like Ray Stussy from this season of Fargo.
Yeah. they all look like they're individually played by Ewan McGregor.
Trying to look bad. Yeah.
It's so funny. I had gotten in my head that the Eagles were pro-Trump just because they look like they have to be, and they're not.
Yeah.
I just watched a brutal live performance by our boy Don Henley on Colbert doing an anti-Trump song.
What's it called?
I think, I don't even know what
Hotel Trump. Welcome to
Hotel Donald Trumpy.
Hotel California, the people by the people.
Let me see here. Donald Trump. You guys can talk amongst
yourselves.
Sharing
a name, too, and he's going to backstab him.
Yeah. You thought all Donalds would stick together.
I know.
You thought that personally?
I thought that personally. Duck, Henley, Trump.
Who else is there? Glover? This is the part of the podcast where we list Donalds.
Did we say Trump yet?
It's a song called Too Much Pride.
No.
Yeah.
But that's not an Eagles song. That's a Don Henley song.
That's Don Henley. Yeah, that's true.
You think that Too Much Pride.
But that is
the
man
who
came up with Boys of Summer.
Yeah.
One of the more famed covers the Ataris ever put out.
The Ataris, damn.
Damn. I like the Nintendos, bitch.
They wrote that song, Will You Still Love Me When I'm 64, right?
Ooh,
no, Tom sips his hot coffee from his
yeah, Tom is drinking
glass
hot
beer cup.
From a glass, by the way.
Oh, it looks like you stole that from a bar.
It does look like that because it's just a plain
it's
glass.
Just a pint glass. Yeah. Just a plain pint glass.
Have you listened to Metallica's Xbox One? This is a good
oh,
podcast.
Oh, boy. We really... So it's that's how good the Eagles are, is you can't even get into having
we
to defend them because it's such an inherent no.
Should we start off by listening to what Jared Thompson has to say?
Sure,
about,
yeah. Let's start
I don't know.
Old JT. This is our segment. Jared tells it how it is. We got to come up with a title for this segment, you know?
The Thompson Twins.
You could call it Jared Tells It How Jared Thinks It Is.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that's good.
Or Jared at Us.
The Truth According Jared. To Jared.
Or I Can't Believe on yet another episode of the podcast we went to Jared.
No,
that's the
this
one.
Is
Jared. We went to Jared's great. We should do that.
Yeah, oh yeah, that is good. Every kiss begins with Jared.
No, it doesn't.
You should call it We Went to Jared and then call him every episode and ask if anyone's ever said that about his name.
They definitely have. Josh Murphy said that years ago when we first started doing open mics. He said to get time, he went to Jared.
That's great. Did you say that on stage?
Yeah, no.
I wish
you
did.
Yeah. That was before Jared was such a famous entity in the comedy world. All right, let's listen to a little voicemail from Jared Thompson.
Hey, it's your boy Jared. I dare someone to come on here and talk about the band Cake. I will fly into New York,
Cake,
sit in on the episode just to ruin your fucking life if you try to do that.
Wow.
Cake,
Tommy's birthday hijacks the voicemail with Cake talk.
Worst. Okay, today we're talking about the Eagles, and I have opinions about the Eagles, of course. I mean, they're terrible, of course. Mm. Definitely bad. When you hear their music, it's just... It causes pain in people when they hear it because it's so terrible. However, I will also say that because there were less bands in their heyday, so less terrible bands, then I feel like that they got a worse rap than maybe they should have. I think part of it is just that they sold so many albums and they were so popular and it sounds so terrible when you listen to it that I think that that was I get why they were hated, but I think if it were nowadays, I don't think that they would be quite as hated as bad. Like, for instance, the only bands who would be up for like the like band of our era would be basically Radiohead, who should win. And then the Black Keys, which is just, you know, again, if the Black Keys were a band in the 70s, like, no one would really care. But also, like, the Foo Fighters would be a band that people would mention, and that's just a travesty because they've been about as bland as the day is long for
day is ever,
ever.
Long.
And
oh,
so,
shit.
Not that the Eagles would be up there as one of the greatest bands of this era, but I think that, you know, we would leave them alone a little more. Like, they're not Nickelback. They're not the Bare Naked Ladies. They're not Cake. I mean, they're not, like,
I thought he liked Cake. Did
it,
I mishear the beginning?
My point. They're somewhere between the Bare Naked Ladies and Coldplay, because, as we'll get to later at some point, Coldplay
in this
is
voicemail?
The most
oh.
unfairly
yeah,
thought
a
of as terrible band maybe in history. When you look at
Tommy, why are you lighting
name,
the phone?
Oh, this band is historically terrible. They'll list a band like Coldplay, which is just bullshit. Anyway, all right. I love you. Bye.
Love you, Jared.
Love you, Jared.
Jared's the only one who knows how to make a voicemail sound like a manifesto.
Yeah. Man, he really wanted to have that voicemail be his Cake and listen to it too, you know?
Beautiful. I liked Cake.
Yeah.
They also good covers. Better than the Ataris. Yeah.
There's some good Cake. There's also some bad
chocolate.
Cake.
Of course.
Yeah, chocolate.
Frank Sinatra's a fun song.
Yeah.
Famously used in The Sopranos.
We're getting
ever
off
heard of that show?
This, he didn't really take a hot take on the Eagles at
I
all
think
there.
That he took the take that meant that was
he wanted
to
have his
taken.
Take and eat it too. We could keep going. You can edit whichever one
of those
out
that
you don't want.
How many other bands did he mention? In
yeah, there was a lot. He said Coldplay, Bare Naked Ladies, Cage,
Black Keys,
Black
Foo
Keys.
Fighters.
Who's
thinking of the Black Keys as the band of this generation?
Well, he was saying like that if they played back then, no one would give a shit, which I guess
I
is,
would
be,
wonder
knows.
How they were then.
And
they,
also, her
do they
name
have
is,
time machines?
Yeah.
Her name is Alicia, okay? She's not the Black Keys.
Yeah, she's very talented, Jared. So Tommy will never be booked in the comedy.
I don't know. I think people really want to dislike the Eagles. What Hotel California is not their best song, but everyone ever has sang it out loud.
Yeah.
That is the only song of theirs that I really don't like.
It's
I
not
like
that
everything
great.
Else. It's just because it's so overplayed.
What is that song about?
If he wants to do modern comparisons and talk, the Eagles are just they're just Fleet Foxes.
Oh, really?
They have 50 songs that are harmonizing with guitar pick, a couple of songs that are a little rockier, and then whatever that then Hotel California would be the outlier where it's like, well, you've kind of okay. I mean, the Eagles have such big personalities. I don't know anyone's name from Fleet Foxes, but
Father John Misty.
He's from Fleet Foxes.
He was the drummer. Yeah.
Oh, he was the drummer in Fleet Foxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how good the fucking Fleet Foxes.
So
are.
Then it keeps making sense because he would be the Joe Walsh breaking on his own and getting a self-aware sense of humor and making goofier rocker songs and everything. And then everyone's also like, well, this guy's also immediately overstaying his welcome. And it's like, but that's not his fault.
Yeah. I love Joe Walsh now. I had been getting Joe Walsh mixed up with that like political guy.
Oh yeah,
with the exact same name.
Yeah.
So you thought Joe Walsh, the musician, had like cut his hair and become a right wing yeller?
He became
Which
a
is very possible.
Like, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
used to tweet at that guy, "Sing me a song every day until he blocked me on Twitter."
How many days did that take?
5, 6.
One of my favorite things about Joe Walsh is I looked at his Twitter today because I was trying to make sure that it wasn't that guy. And he has that picture of him holding his guitar like it's a shotgun, and he's like looking down it. You know that angle that people take?
Yeah.
But it's not only his background picture. He has another picture that's his profile picture that's also that,
the same
but slightly
thing?
Different.
Oh, my God. It's like just a game at a bar.
Yeah. How are you going to hate Joe?
I love that.
I think too many people put... base too much of their personality off of a poster of the Big Lebowski they bought at the poster sale freshman year of college. I think the Eagles are a better band than the Big Lebowski is a movie.
Wow. I agree with you.
The Big Lebowski is good. It's the worst Coen Brothers movie, maybe.
Ooh.
Maybe the Lady Killers, but Big Lebowski's fine, but it just exists in lore of nostalgia.
Uh-huh. I couldn't get through the Lady Killers.
Yeah.
And we made it 20 minutes in.
And still, the Big Lebowski's good. It's good, but it's not. People love it so much, and I think it's a fun thing to say, fuck the Eagles.
Sure.
Because someone said fuck the Eagles in a funny way, and people all want to pretend they're the dude when their dad actually pays their rent. You're not the dude. You're not the Big Lebowski. You don't love bowling. You don't know any references that no one else knows.
Yeah.
You don't get it more than anyone else. Uh-huh. These guys are good at harmonizing, and they had an interesting story, and then they broke up, and then my parents paid too much money to see him in concert, and then they haven't been to a concort since.
Oh my God.
They couldn't afford
true?
Again.
Yeah.
It's like $200 like minimum to see. What?
They saw the Hell's Hell Freezes Over tour when because they were like, well, they broke up. Like, we'll get back together when Hell Freezes over, and then they got back together.
That story is so funny.
Yeah.
Where it's one of the members, I cannot fucking remember his name, but it wasn't Fry or Henley, was mad that he wasn't singing more, and they were at this benefit show where I think it was Henley, like, broke a bottle against the wall.
Damn.
It was like, fuck you. And then this other guy stormed out for a while, comes back, and then on stage, people heard Glenn Fry say, after about 4 more songs, I'm going to kill you.
Oh my
they
God.
Hated each other. They none of them got along. That's so interesting. What's not interesting? And they have a lot of songs that they're good. They're good singers.
Yeah. No, they're very talented.
They have really good choruses. They got really good melodies.
Yeah. It's funny that we did Mariah Carey yesterday, and then this week we're doing the Eagles because they both have vocal registers that are insane. Like they get to know.
And I confuse them a lot for one another.
Me too, man.
Both big fans of their Christmas work. I think people there. I think there are people. I think hating them. It's a hateable thing. It's a fun to hate thing.
Yeah.
And people pile on. But then if you're like, well, what? Why? And they just pick Hotel California is long.
Yeah.
And weird.
Uh-huh.
And then so there's a few. Salon wrote an article.
Yes.
And I got some
I just read this
about how hateable they are.
Uh-huh.
And then the New York, not the Post and not the Times, but one of the Daily News had an article when Glenn Frey died that said it's sad Glenn Frey died, but the Eagles suck.
Yeah.
And it's like, nah.
I just read both of these.
And these are both just in my memory.
Uh-huh.
That's gonna be my obituary too. Tommy Magnora died, but the Eagles still suck.
And so people think they're like an elevator music or too calm or too
yeah.
What do you want to happen?
Uh-huh.
What do you want to happen?
I think a lot of it, I read those two articles, and then there's another article. I don't remember who wrote it. You can Google it, where it's...
It's Mein Kampf.
Yeah, it's a good article. The original blog. there's two sides from the same post where one person's shitting all over the Eagles, and one person's, like, pro-Eagles. And it's interesting because the person who's pro is, like, talks about how condescending... It's like white guys in their 30s will tell you that you're a fucking idiot if you like the Eagles. Right. Jared.
It's everyone who likes the Big Lebowski.
Yeah, exactly.
Once again, who was 18 when the Big Lebowski came out and decided that they didn't like the Eagles because it was the only music their parents were okay with them liking?
Yeah.
Just because the Eagles overlapped with punk doesn't mean that they both can't coexist.
Yeah, you don't have to be punk.
The Eagles are actually the E in the coexist bumper sticker.
Well, there's that moment when you move to Bushwick and they waterboard you until you say Jackson Browne sucks.
I think a lot of it is that thing from the Big Lebowski, and it's the same shit that Coldplay gets. Because I read one article that said the Eagles are the third worst band of all time. Number one, obviously, Coldplay. It's like, fuck you.
All the worst bands of all time you've never heard of.
Yes.
I might have been in
totally
it.
Totally agree. Yeah.
But I get how you might say they're annoying, but it's not even like, I mean, they've sold 150 million fucking records.
Well,
what do you want?
So sometimes with Coldplay, I feel like they're very much thrown in my face all the time. We're past the Eagles ever being thrown. You have to seek out the Eagles. Hotel California will be on the radio, but it's like, well, what are
Nobody's
you doing around
listening.
A radio? Are you 90?
That's my problem is I worked at a restaurant, my uncle's restaurant's Grind Chops. Check it out if you're in the Chicago area. And we listened
to
plugs. Classic.
Yeah, sorry, if you're going to plug something, it won't be a comment on Tom's Facebook post.
But we would listen to the classic rock station the whole day, and every work shift, Hotel California would play twice.
Oh, shit.
So it's not great.
In 4 hours, it would play twice. So that like drove me insane, and that's the only song I don't like.
But I think a lot of bands have that one song that is like such a commercial success that it eats itself. And also, that's just not their best song. There's no incredible harmonizing. There's no like really weird melodic repetition that they're really good at.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's not that great.
I think it got popular because they name a place and it's a pleasant song. I think any song where you name like a state or city.
A lot of stuff rhymes with Tokyo, so it's real easy to get popular.
What's another backup on this theory?
Let's see.
New York,
is there
New York.
A second example?
Yeah, there's a second one. Yeah, anything where they're talking about New York, that it's a party in the USA. They talk about Nashville a lot. What else?
There's actually a theory about writing pop music now where you have to list off places you want to travel to. And they talk about how there's this guy who's like a musical theory. He's like a composer, so he's unemployed twice.
His
but he
Tom
has a
Takar. I just said it.
He has a YouTube channel where he talks about writing pop songs, and one of them is he lists every song that came out in the year he made this video, maybe 2015, that referenced Tokyo, and it was like 500 because like a million things rhyme with Tokyo and has a very good consonant sounds.
Ooh, that's good. There's also shit. I just had one and lost it. What's that song where it's like? New York, L.A. And then Kokomo is a good one. The destination city.
Kokomo might be the exception that proves the rule. Which ones?
Sweet
which
Alabama.
Ones? Yeah. What about the ones that haven't been sang by Muppets? Which is what I call Lynyrd Skynyrd.
It ain't easy being green. Was that a Muppet?
Well, at this point, the Lynyrd Skynyrd members can't move on their own, so you have to Muppet them around. Dead.
New York, I love you. There's
a great song.
See?
LCD.
Yeah.
You only like it because they talk about New York. No, it's a great song. No, I think that there is something to that. I think that that may have helped that song's popularity. I mean that sincerely. And I've listened to that song one of the four ways to listen to music.
It probably helped. People like saying California.
Yeah.
It's just, it also was probably the one they chose to be a single on an album they sold 75 million copies of.
It's also, it is easy to listen and it's a
long.
Little spooky.
It is spooky.
My grandma told me it was about ghosts, so I thought it was a ghost story. Is it a ghost story?
I don't know. You can check out, but you can never leave.
Exactly.
Maybe it's about The Shining, but in California.
Could be.
Red Rum.
Red Rum.
The rest of the podcast is just us alternating saying Red Rum.
Red Rum.
Red Rum.
The finger thing definitely plays. Over people are always like, this is one of my favorite podcasts to watch.
Yeah, my... My stepdad had a drinking problem. He couldn't stop with the red rum. His name was Jack.
Did he bleed in the rum?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The red rum is gone.
Yeah.
Once again, a location, Caribbean.
Exactly. That's why it's popular.
I'm a big Stephen King fan, but also when it's like red rum backwards is murder, it's like, oh, fuck you.
It's because the mirror, it's an alternative universe in a mirror.
No, it's just, it's too on the nose.
Wow.
You mean the Eson?
God damn it. I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, wow. You're really getting up here.
I've never walked someone from their own podcast before.
I didn't see
the bathroom was back there. I thought he was just going in that closet. And I was like, we know.
She's going to hang out in his birthday closet.
Every birthday, Tommy hangs out and comes out of the closet.
That closet's the rat room. And that one used to be the rat room. We had.
I don't really want to know.
You don't wanna, I mean, they're not here now. You're okay.
Both rats.
Yeah. They're out. They're on holiday.
See, I think it's this. Even the people who make a point of calling about hating the Eagles talk themselves backwards.
Yeah.
Because you're like, no one's out here saying Hotel California is a great song.
Uh-huh.
But there's in Kansas City is a radio station, 101 The Fox, that does a countdown of the top 100 classic rock songs.
Yeah.
They find an excuse to do it about 9 times a year.
Uh-huh.
But they do it over Labor Day, and I'm always home for my family reunion, and we always listen to it to see whether Stairway to Heaven or Freebird is one or two, because they always alternate.
They alternate.
But Hotel California always falls in the top 10, and all we do is, no, it is not. It's probably not a top 10 Eagles song for me. It's definitely their most popular song. But that's, I think a lot of the hate's based off of a couple of things. The Big Lebowski, Hotel California being a completely overrated song, and people just wanting to hate them because someone else said they hate them and it sounded nice. And plus, you know, when the Eagles got on SNL, we found all those old racist tweets they used to send out.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, that's right. All that whore shaming they did. That's a callback.
I forgot you said that.
Anyway, yeah, I was going to say about the Big Lebowski thing. That's a lot of what happened to Coldplay when a 40-year-old virgin said, you know you're gay.
Yeah.
You listen to Coldplay. And I feel like that does just fuck up a reputation.
Right.
People cling on to a cool movie.
And the Big Lebowski is like one of the biggest cult movies that exists. The dude has like made its way into vernacular.
Yeah.
And it's great, and it's a fun movie. And it's a bit, it like transcends even actually being and watching the movie. It's just people like to quote things.
And
so
there's a
like
store
part of
in New York.
Yeah, there's a Big Lebowski
there?
Store.
The Little, Little Lebowski. It's right
it's
by the cellar.
It's in the,
oh,
West
really? Mm-hmm. Is it good? Have you
been? Every time I'm at the cellar.
Imagine how busy. Yeah, Tommy's passed at the Little Lebowski, actually.
They got me doing check spots.
Yeah. I do the.
He literally gets bumped for some dude every single week.
I do the fat black Lebowski.
It's Alicia Keys.
Boy, I wonder if people will get that. That was stupid.
I've never thought that far ahead.
Treat your audience like poets. That's what Del Close said. Remember
that?
Right? Yeah.
Really?
Ran his
kick
marathon.
Your audience out of your house because they don't pay rent?
You know, I did his marathon. I had to yes and for 26.2 miles.
People die of dehydration every year at the Del Close Marathon.
It's the one marathon where Kenyans are very underrepresented. And then if you're black, you have to play a Kenyan in every scene.
Shit.
Damn.
Man.
I did the Del Close but No Cigar marathon.
Yeah?
No.
Is that where you get Mad TV but not SNL?
What happened to that new Mad TV that was supposed to come out?
Oh, yeah. I think it did come out.
Did it? Huh.
Did we just miss it?
I don't know.
I thought it was called It's a Mad, 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 Mad TV.
It was. It came on right after Laughs on Fox.
Ooh,
doggy. Little shout out to Laughs on Fox.
Yeah, that show does really well in some markets. Boston markets.
What do you mean, like Massachusetts, like out like Cambridge?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
I've told people that joke maybe more than any other joke. So stupid.
It's crazy how quickly we cover that the Eagles aren't bad.
Yeah, the Eagles are pretty good. Oh,
I can defend them, but it's hard. The amount that I am willing to defend them does not match the lack of aggression that the haters have. It's a very, it's a bunch of very passive haters. It's a bunch of people who would, if you said you hate the Eagles, would upvote you saying that. But no one actually wants to say that because they don't believe it that hard.
Everybody who says it just says that they're boring. It feels
Listen
like
to Seven Bridges Road at a funeral, and don't cry.
All right.
Heck, just go to a funeral and don't cry. I don't even care if the Eagles are there. Now we're not even talking about the Eagles anymore, though. Heck, just come to my funeral next Tuesday at 9 and don't cry.
There should be, like, more music at funerals. I like your dad's idea of having
Wants Bob Seger to play as he is wheeled out at his funeral.
You might have wheels for his funeral?
Yeah, that's what he's
so
said,
funny.
Yeah.
Like your dad's under a serving tray?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't know, have I told this story on the podcast about my grandpa's funeral and about how my mom made me make like a slideshow for my grandpa's funeral with a soundtrack on it, and she loved the song from Rent, the like 500
Seasons of Love
minutes. That's it. So I had to play that, and then I played 100 Years from Five for Fighting.
Oh my
Waterworks.
God.
So your grandpa just loved time.
Did he die at 100?
He didn't know.
Then that's an insult.
Not even close. Yeah, that's true.
You've only got 100 years to live. Yeah. It's like he didn't.
I'm 63 for a moment. Now I'm dead.
Yeah, you rewrote it to make it more factual.
I've got Alzheimer's disease.
Oh my God.
It's a sad song.
Yeah, it's very sad. People,
no one likes to be aware of their mortality.
Yeah.
That's why you prefer to go to a hotel where you could check out, but you can never leave.
Yeah, because you can't leave because it's endless.
It's ambiguous.
Life is a hotel you do check out of. Next time on Serial.
To me, it seems life seems more like a hotel where my credit card can't cover the deposit to check in. And then it's just, life is like, do you have another one? And I'm like, no.
I like to think that I've got 9 lives. That's what I believe in the afterlife.
Cat ass bitch.
What the fuck?
I will say, when we're talking about death and the Eagles, this is not a funny thing, but my favorite memory that has to do with the Eagles is my friend.
You don't
friend,
have to say that before you talk, Tommy. We know.
My friend Dan Ronan, who passed away. One time we were driving down Lakeshore Drive, and we listened to Take It to the Limit 5 times in a row, and just were screaming it, and it's like my favorite memory.
It's
a great song.
It's one of the best, right?
That's not on the
list,
is it?
I thought it was.
It might have been. It would be like, but see, for me, it doesn't quite. It's probably, was it on the list? It had to be on my, if I gave you 5 or 6.
Let me see here. It's called Take It to the Limit, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is not on here.
You're all alone.
You sick fuck.
Wow.
At the end of the evening. That's, I mean, right? I just wrote out 5 that came to mind. It wasn't a top 5.
Yeah. It's
right. I'm not really trying to get.
Yeah, we don't need to do like
Chris
Rock. Of course. That was a stretch because it's 6 songs, Kyle. God damn it.
Sorry, I'm not Chris Rock plus 1.
That's him
at a
wedding.
Chris Rock at a wedding.
There it is.
Wait a second. That's not fair. Tommy used that time machine.
I used the time travel. I knew he was going to get to it.
Oh, my God. They're fusing together like a Dragon Ball Z villain right now.
Oh, shit.
If only you had the same name.
It's so funny how people like can't like get past that, where it's like, wait, Tom and Tommy, you're like the same guy.
Oh,
has this come up?
There's only so many fucking names in the world, man.
Right.
True.
You know, if you had a different name, you took one new name every billion years on the equator.
Well, it'd be like if you had a podcast with Kylie Minogue.
Yeah.
Which would be a great podcast.
Kyle,
yep, that's exactly
Kylie.
Like if I dated a Kylie.
Did you really?
Yeah, she called me Kai.
I was like,
this isn't working, really.
Isn't Kai the guy from that karate movie, Cobra Kai?
Is that? Oh,
yeah, but I don't
think
she spelled it K-A-I.
You never know.
That's true. You can usually tell how someone's spelling something when they talk.
That's a good
K-A-I,
point.
That's what I said when that Haley Joel Osment movie came out.
K? That was your official review?
Your review is K-A-I.
K-A-I. Another straight white man in a cartoon.
Another straight white artificial intelligent movie.
Wow, what a hot riff.
That is our first, and balloons just dropped down for our first AI reference. It took us 13 episodes.
First of many.
Yeah, you got to put the balloons back up, though, before you make them every time. That's what's boring. It's already low ceilings, and then with the nets of balloons.
Yeah, this is mostly a balloon room.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, one fun thing. Did you read Chuck Klosterman's thing about the Eagles where he's shitting on people who shit on them for being like, for not admitting that they're musically talented, like that their lyrics are good? They just sing so upbeat you don't realize, like.
They have great lyrics.
Yeah, they're saying.
And yeah, most of their songs
melancholy.
Sound like. They're like the best freeware band. Like everything sounds like a song that there'd be no rights to because it just sounds upbeat and nice.
Yeah.
And I. I don't know, but they still show a decent amount of range for me. Mm-hmm. They have sort of songs like Take It to Limits, nothing like Take It Easy, except for most of the words of the name. they're letting you know where whatever you have can go.
Yeah, yeah. And that you should limit, take it.
Easily.
Take things.
Take It Easy. Their live recording is so good. It has one of my favorite live recording moments of all time because instead of saying Southern California, they say Tucson, Arizona, which is where the concert was. Wherever they were, they would say, I'm standing on a corner in Tucson, Arizona. And people go crazy. That's like everyone remembered they were in Tucson or didn't think the Eagles knew where they were. Yeah. People go crazy. You can hear boobs.
Yeah.
That's like Drake played at my college, and he came out in a Holy... I went to Holy Cross. He came out in a Holy Cross sweatshirt,
yeah.
And he was just like, we're at my favorite school, Holy Cross.
Oh, shit.
And everyone went nuts. I was like... We're not his favorite school. Actually,
that's in his Wikipedia.
No. Yeah. He came to Mizzou and he was like, I wish I was at my favorite school. Holy Cross.
He's still wearing a Holy Cross.
It's like 2,000 student school in Massachusetts. Yeah.
Elton John played at Mizzou when I was there, and he came out in a tiger tail. I went, and it was the most expensive concert I ever went to. And he wore like a tiger tail, like a chai, and then like little tiger ears that girls wear all the time, headband.
He was a Snapchat filter.
And yeah, he was. He was a Snapchat filter. And people were like screaming and throwing. People were going crazy. And then he goes, I have to go to Lincoln, Nebraska tomorrow. Fuck Nebraska.
Oh,
and then it was literally
shit.
Like he paid us all to be there. People went, people were screaming.
Yeah.
And then in the middle of the concert, he goes, does anyone know if the Yankees lost? I hate the Yankees.
Shit.
And then everyone was like,
wow.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't have service in here.
That's fucked up.
And
we're
don't really care about
show.
The Yankees. Yeah. But
that's
he just said that in the middle of it.
Dude, I just remembered when...
Might have been during the World Series or the playoffs or something.
Oh, so it would have been, important at least.
Yeah.
I just remembered when Drake came to Indiana University, he was wearing a Huck Foley Cross shirt.
What the hell? Bob Cousy mows my lawn.
I waited a long time. Kyle, I was doing that thing to you where I was like looking at you.
Yeah, I
know.
That's why
I
made the story longer. I knew you were ready to say something. I was like, you could tell me it's because it started. And then I'm like, and then Elton John was like, do you guys like the alphabet in this order? B, D, C, E. What's everyone's favorite number 1 through 200?
The story was like a Jared Thompson voicemail. No, I'm just kidding. I'm very appreciative that he does both.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I liked you. Best. I like watching you get ready to backtrack in the middle of that burn.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Shit, what was I going to say about... oh, my God. Did you read the story about...
We didn't talk about Chuck Klosterman at all.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Chuck Klosterman, he basically just said what we've been saying.
Yeah, it's crazy that he would have a long-winded take.
He basically had a long thing where he was quoting a lot of haters who were like, it's basically like you're required to hate the Eagles. Eagles. I just got shit about calling them the Eagles, but it's like you would say... It's weird to say Eagles... And a sentence like that.
Well, you know, this is speaking of Jared Thompson at Limestone Comedy Festival a few years ago when I was there. I did the
Limestone.
Arguments and Grievances, mm-hmm. And I'm legitimately just remembering this. I got the Eagles,
yeah,
versus Eagles, versus and Justin Williams was Eagles.
And
just
the
like
Eagles
the
are the Philadelphia.
The animal.
And
I his whole argument, I lost because Justin Williams is incredibly intelligent,
yeah.
and and it was bullshit vote. And
I love it. But you won the
popular. You won the popular.
Right.
God damn it!
I'm always a breath away from you guys hating. My whole argument was the Eagles are Eagles plus. Like, well, they're also American,
yeah,
and also platinum recording artists. And then I kept playing. I think I know why I lost because I kept playing audio of an eagle attacking a child that
oh
I'd found
God.
On YouTube, and it's just like and then you hear the kid like, "Get it off me!" the kid had to get his very serious surgeries because the eagle like tore him apart. And I was like, "This is who you want to win." And people were just like, "I don't know what that was, but we want you to lose." Whatever you could lose, we want you to lose.
That is one of the six songs on Kyle's playlist. The audio of an eagle.
I was like, well, the Eagles have never torn anything apart except this country's highways on a tour.
Oh, I forgot. That's the fifth way to listen to music. Arguments and Grievances live.
I once played November Rain like 10 times on that show as an argument for sad songs being better than happy songs.
Did you win?
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Lots of times... Yeah, I could see that losing.
I have to argue basements is. I sounded like the little weirdo from Lord of the Rings. You know, the little
Gollum?
Weirdo. Yeah. The little weirdo.
I mean, they were all little weirdos.
You remember that one character from Lord of the Rings that was a little off?
Something's up with this guy.
Yeah,
I'm only 8.5 hours in, but I'm going to have to see how this plays out. It seems like here, everything might not be how it meets the eye. More at 9.
I have to do basements versus rooftops. I live in a basement, so that'll be easy. We have a podcast studio in a basement
right now.
Rooftops are... That's a way easier thing to enjoy.
Yeah. But then again, rooftops put your comedy clips online, so that's nice.
Yeah.
Speaking of a bird attack, this is actually related.
I thought it was going to be another Indiana hate t-shirt idea.
This is actually related.
You like my Larry Turd t-shirt?
Larry Turd.
Speaking of Larry Bird, did you read the article about a woman stabbing a man over he wouldn't stop playing the Eagles?
No.
Stop playing Eagles. It was her roommate.
I would have won that arguments and grievances thing if I knew this article.
I guess that he wouldn't, they were all drunk and they were roommates that used to date, I guess so, drama already.
Oh, wow.
But he's a 64-year-old man and she's 57 and he wouldn't stop playing the Eagles and she was like, "You better fucking stop playing the Eagles." And then he was like, "Get fucked." And then she went to the kitchen and grabbed a knife and just started stabbing at him. And she didn't kill him. She got his hand and elbow and shit.
This has to be brought up when people are like, they're not a rock band. They're too melodic. They're too soft. They're elevator music. It's like, I don't know. I don't remember anyone murdering anyone else because of The Clash.
it's punk,
mostly because I haven't looked it up.
Yeah. Also, how you segued by saying a bird attack. You call women birds.
Oh, these birds.
This old bird.
These birds are always attacking you.
Like a 50s
That is
guy.
What I meant. These birds are always squawking about you.
Just lay an egg and shut up.
Yeah, these birds, they all belong in The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know what that is. I saw a little bit of it last night. It was very disturbing, so I stopped watching
it. When I was in Los Angeles, I was at this coffee shop, and 8 women walked by in Handmaid's Tale things. It was clearly guerrilla advertising for the show. They were just walking slowly, all 2x2, staring straight forward. And I just went, ha-ha! Because I was what is happening?
Yeah,
I was just outside on my computer. And then I got the tiniest glance from one, and I was like, yeah, Kyle, you really won this situation. I felt so good about it. And then, they definitely have already forgotten I exist.
Yeah, man.
But it was so funny.
That's pretty crazy. That's so weird to, do fun advertising for such a dark show.
Yeah, no, I saw the 8 of them walk by and immediately signed up for Hulu Plus no commercials with a reoccurring credit card payment.
Yeah.
Tom and I, we should do something like that for Stand By Your Band.
We should.
Where we dress up 311 and walk by
the
coffee shops.
Talking about The Bandmaid's Tale?
Oh, shit. Shit. We should do that guerrilla marketing.
Shit.
It's weird that they didn't do guerrilla marketing for the new Donkey Kong game. I'm sorry.
You regretted that quicker than the Jared burn from earlier.
I didn't mean it. Take me back, listeners.
Yeah, we got weird feedback from Libsyn. It said everyone scrubbed over 14 seconds in the middle right after a King Kong joke.
Man, did you see Side Mullet Nation walking around doing advertising for CISO?
I did, because when you see some thing, you have to say some
That's
thing.
That's true. Yeah. I called 311 for that. I don't know.
Let's get into the songs?
Yeah, let's listen to some music, baby. Yeah, we're already 45 minutes into this motherfucker.
Who
would have
thought? I felt 6 hours.
What the hell? All right. Oh shit! It's doing that thing. All right.
That thing.
Lauren
that
Hill.
Thing.
That thing you do.
I thought that was a half Black Keys song.
God, <damn it. laughs>
All right. So this first song here is "Take It Easy."
Written by Jackson Browne.
Is that right?
Or he co-wrote it with them. I don't know who did what.
Easy. I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. Such a fine sight to see.
never be here again. So open up, I'm climbing in. So take it easy.
I don't think anyone hates that. Even the people who hate the Eagles, you can't really hate that.
Everyone really gets what they're getting out of the band. Everyone in the band is doing their thing.
Harmonies
Everyone's making
great.
You feel nice. The harmonies are incredible.
So good. And a good message to some of these social justice warriors. Take it easy. Oh, no, that is so good. This takes me so... We didn't get into this part, but because we usually talk about your history with the band, when you got into them and stuff. But that takes me so far back because this was one of the first bands that I loved because it was.
We didn't go over this earlier because we were riffing about Mein Kampf for 14 minutes, so we missed the entire theme of the podcast.
Yeah, we totally forgot what we do.
It's so funny how much the opposite this week is to the last week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. Last week was so focused
just
on Riker.
Information. Yeah. This one. Yeah.
What do you prefer? It doesn't matter.
Please don't tell us.
Yeah, we don't need to know. this is a great song, but yeah, this is like one of the very few things me and like my stepdad could agree on is that this was fun music or like this is just good. And when he was gone, I would put this on. He had like this big stereo, and I would just put this their greatest hits on and like jam the fuck out. This song's so good.
They have a very loaded greatest hits album.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's
like
not.
It's really, really good, listenable the whole time.
Yeah, they're one of those bands we forget how many fucking hits they have.
I know. It's crazy. It's crazy, yeah. They should call their greatest hits bangers.
With a Z.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you didn't make the Lord of the Rings, the Schmeagles connection that just popped into my head, just so you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Schmeagle. All right, let's move on here.
And so Take It Easy is probably not my favorite Eagles song.
Okay.
But it is.
Is it your favorite Eagles song in the playlist?
That's a good question. It'd be weird if it was.
I don't remember.
Okay.
Good.
Well, we'll find out as we go along. This next song is The Long Run. I'm going to skip ahead a little here.
Oh, I did some damage. I know it's true. Didn't know I was so lonely till I found you. You can go the distance. We'll find out in the long run. In the long run. We can handle some resistance if our love is a strong one. Is a strong one. People talking about us. They got nothing else to do. When it all goes down, we will still come through. In the long run.
Yeah, it's nice. That one has good guitar and another like 30, 45 seconds. It's just a nice song, and it's not one that gets played very much of theirs, but it was in my head.
Yeah, that one I was surprised to see on this list. I'll
give them this. This song could have used less bridges. But, you know, some of their songs have 7 bridges on the road, so it's...
they should have called this song Madison County, all these bridges.
I know. A lot of bridges, Jones. Just play the next one.
These riffs are terabithial.
What? It's weird that you called your shot as you did it.
These riffs are really tributariable.
Terabithiable?
Next song.
It's nice to feel like I'm a part of the best or worst episode of something.
Oh, this one is going to be truly a case of beauty and subjective.
Was that the name of the new Beauty and the Beast?
All right, this is Peaceful Easy Feeling.
Earrings lay
against your skin so brown. And I want to sleep with you in the desert tonight with a billion stars all around. 'Cause I got a
is like better. This is better than Take It Easy for Me. It's almost the same sort of style of song. It's not as exciting, I guess, but there's more harmony. There's better harmony. They have they have verse harmony during it as well. And then how it builds into just they kind of all finish out the song together.
That's a good song. Do you like country music?
Some.
Yeah. That's what that it has a country feel to that one.
Yeah,
kind of like a Reba.
Well, especially because it's got that slide.
Kind of like a Reba episode.
Wow, another song that mentions a place, Aruba.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got that slide guitar that gives it like a country feel to it,
twang.
I guess. Mm-hmm. So that's a little more southern rock version of Take It Easy, I guess. You know, they're California guys, but that's like a little more.
Yeah.
Wait, by the way, everyone should watch the documentary now that's making fun of the Eagles, basically. The Blue Jean one? Have you seen
it's
that one?
It's probably the greatest, funniest thing I've ever seen.
What
one
is
of the
it?
Funniest things
it's
ever.
It's the Blue Jean incident or the Blue Jean?
Blue Jean
Committee.
Who is this?
It's a documentary now episode.
Oh,
and it is
nice.
It's a two-part episode about, and it's spoofing the Hell Freezes Over documentary about the Eagles.
It's so funny.
And it is so funny.
I got to see this. We'll check it out. We'll do a live episode where we
no, we won't.
We talk over the documentary and riff and stuff. Look out
well,
for that.
People like talking over a comedy show.
Union Hall, July 13th.
Maybe we'll have people do their stand-up over the video, because what everyone wants about stand-up is something else happening while it's happening. You know how you work hard on stand-up? We're going to pie you in the face and cut your dick off while you do it.
Check out Late Breakfast. Yeah.
Every last Saturday at the Creek in the Cave, unless Skankfest is happening.
Yeah, Skankfest.
How did you know what my tattoo said? Just says unless Skankfest is happening below
knuckles.
My belly button.
How did you fit that on your knuckles?
I held up 33 fingers.
It's like Alfonso Alfonseca. That's for Kevin Lobkovich.
He's our only listener. This next song is the live version of, Seven Bridges Road.
You want it, the beginning of this one's the best part.
In the southern sky.
Live at Donnellan Funeral Home.
They have very good live albums. That's the good thing about being a great band is your live albums are incredible. And most live albums are worse versions of the songs.
Man, that Bare Naked Ladies live album is amazing.
There is moonlight and moss in the trees. Down the Seven Bridges.
This is my favorite Eagles song. Maybe this version.
I get the food boxes there.
Multiple people get to sing alone in this one. We'll turn this concert around. If you don't share with Don, we'll turn this around.
I'll fucking kill you in 4 seconds.
Imagine singing the song while you hate each other.
That's what I was about to say. It's so funny that this is what they're playing, and they're like, I'll fucking kill you.
Oh, but we all love Fleetwood Mac. You make the best album of all time, and everyone likes you.
They're the best by Lance. And
blue jeans.
That's a good song.
It's a good song.
And a good live. You're right. It's good live. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, they'll give us a thing, and then I'm like, oh, I actually find the live version. They're like, not the live version. Anything but the live version.
I can't let you know how they sound.
Yeah.
All right. Someone came on here and defended Frank Ocean.
What the fuck?
Isn't he bad live? Isn't that what people say?
I heard that.
Is that true? That's heartbreaking. I love Frank Ocean.
Yeah, me too. I love him.
I mean, you know what? Sometimes it's okay to just be a studio person.
It's okay because the last place I want to be is around the teenagers at a Frank Ocean concert.
Yeah, yeah.
Just give me this alone.
Sucking and fucking each other.
Yeah, you know those teenagers always. How was the concert? All these teenagers were sucking and fucking. I didn't even get out of the parking lot.
What's the next song?
I didn't even get off the bus.
All right.
Wouldn't it be funny if teens were really into the Eagles, like, right now?
Yeah,
they just
started.
I wouldn't even be that surprised, honestly, if it's, like, a comes back around.
Yeah.
Because everyone who's our age hates, you know what I mean?
So
like, turns
it's like
into this.
Rebellion.
Right. It's like no one liked JNCOs.
Uh-huh. All they need is fucking Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 to take them on, and they'll be cool again.
Yeah.
All right. Here's
Brandy's a good song.
What's that?
Great song.
Mm-hmm. Which song?
Brandy.
What's that?
Sailor Sip Brandy.
Oh, that is good.
That
oh,
good
it was
bump.
Phenomenal. No, don't get me wrong. The music's great. And they did some Fleetwood Mac in there. It was great. All right, so this is One of These Nights.
Think if they stick with it, they got a shot.
That song sounds completely different from everything else we heard. Like, that's not country at all. Like, that's a
right.
weird, funky, like, it's got a funky, witchy woman
It's like a
vibe.
Rock jazz. It is like witchy woman.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, that one's really fun.
Yeah, I like that one, too.
That's a good time. Kyle, any memories associated with that song?
Not with
that
particular song. I like it. It always just makes me think about driving around in high school and stuff,
yeah.
listening to 101 KCFX, The Fox, or... When I was a boat cop, I would drive around in the boat and try and make requests all the time to the radio station, and they would never take them. Mostly I'd like to get Joe Walsh songs, but I'd do some Eagles songs sometimes. They play a lot of Eagles songs on there,
yeah,
too.
Man.
But that's one of them they'd play on the radio.
Yeah.
Mostly Hotel California, which sucks, but...
This is one of the good ones.
That gets the radio play.
All right. Oh, wow. This song, we have a lot to talk about. Lion Eyes.
Oh, was this on my list?
This is on your list, yeah. Pretty song. Very pretty song.
City girls just seem to find out early how to open doors with just a smile. A rich old man, and she won't have to worry.
Very progressive lyrics. Women can almost have jobs if they're not pretty.
At night, a big old house gets lonely. I guess every form of refuge has its price. And it breaks her heart to think her love is only given to a man with hands as cold as ice.
Mr. Freeze.
So she tells him she must go out for the evening to comfort an old friend who's feeling down. But he knows where she's going and she's leaving. She is headed for the cheating side of town. You can't.
You know, if Bob Dylan sang those lyrics, people would be like, what good lyrics?
Minus one.
The so, first line?
No. Perfect song. Cheatin' Side of Town is the worst.
Well, they mean Indian. Cheatin'.
Oh, I understand now. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
It's progressive.
It is one of both of our favorite bad lyrics
it's
of all
so
time.
Oh, no, it's not great.
Like, it's so good, and they're kind of good about not being subtle at all, but that is the most on-the-nose line.
Yeah.
Well, Dev, one, the same song contains the lyric, every form of refuge has its price.
Yeah.
And also...
That's great. And
cheating side of town.
Side of, like, there's an exit on the highway. Tommy said this earlier, but we are recording this live from the cheating side of town.
It's important to know that it's on the cheating side of the railroad tracks.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
like,
on the other side, though.
It's such a lame line, like going to the cuckold side of town.
I'd like that lyric, too.
Yeah, yeah,
if
yeah.
it plays, it plays.
It is a sign that makes me wish I had been cheated on so I'd have a reason to enjoy it as much as I do.
Oh, man.
Tom, have you ever been cheated on?
I have. I just remembered my girlfriend said she had to take a road trip, and on the map, the cheated side of town was circled.
A giant red circle.
Maybe that's just where the restaurant is. Maybe she's stopping at a restaurant. There's a good restaurant there.
Yeah, going to big dick country, she said.
But once again, if Bob Dylan had a song called Cheat Inside of Town, people would just be like, poet.
If they named it that, then it would have been,
Maggie May going down.
Oh, shit, Bob.
The cheating's out of town.
Robbie Dylan.
you know who else went to the cheating's out of town? Those kids taking the SAT and the perfect score.
Wow.
That is a movie I have not thought about for 10 years.
Yeah.
Remember that movie?
You had me at That Is a Movie.
Darius Miles was in it.
Oh, really?
I do. It's where they try and rig the SAT.
I don't think that exists. I think this is like that.
You're thinking
Shazam
of the Sinbad perfect
Sinbad
score, where it's him stuck on a boat in the ocean with George Clooney.
Yeah, didn't I see you posting this on Reddit the other day as Tangerine Ream?
Is it Perfect Steen or Perfect Stein?
No, I do love that
Line
song.
Eyes
that
is a beautiful
breaks
song.
My heart.
One of the best.
And it's funny, I have been cheated on, but I didn't even think about that because I just felt so bad for the story. I got so invested in the story.
You didn't find solace in it?
I didn't. No, I feel like it is true. I think the problem is that so many people can hide their lion eyes.
Oof.
You know, do you think about that?
Name names.
Oof.
My exes, and they're of course live in Texas. Mm-hmm. They're all in Austin.
I thought you were George Gay.
I think we all have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, jeez. Hello, I'm George, straight white man. So stupid. Do we have any more songs? Is that the last one? Oh, wait. Yeah, Take It Easy. Oh, wow. This is a good testament to the Eagles. After the playlist ends, another band pops up.
Right, they'll start filling it in.
Can
Spotify has
the
new feature.
Guess
they'll start filling it in.
Guess the band they just put on.
We've referenced them earlier in this podcast.
Right? Fleetwood Mac.
That's your act.
The Ataris.
Cake.
In this diary. Once again,
this
very
is
subtle.
Take me a second. We always
Kyle, have you been cheated on?
Does that song bring you solace at all?
Yeah, but it doesn't bring me solace.
Yeah, in fact, it just brings bad memories.
Being cheated on not coming up brought me solace until now.
I like how you had to stop.
Tommy, how's your ex doing?
wait, before we move on, are you as sad as you could be?
Happy birthday to me.
Did she text you and say happy birthday yet?
No.
She really puts the X, take off her two T's, and then she's Xing you.
We had a game on our old podcast called Girls Night that was called How's Your Ex Doing?
That was the whole game.
the first time Tommy came on, I said that to him, and he was like, he got visibly upset.
All right, what do we rank this podcast?
Oh, yeah, so this podcast, oh, shit.
0 out of 6.
Yeah, so we do a thing where we rate the playlist out of 6. Tommy, you got any thoughts? What are you thinking here?
I'm going to go a big 4.5 out of 6.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's what I was leaning towards. Why 4.5, though?
A little bit. Some of the music's a little too slow for me.
Because it's like Jay-Z, you know, started at 2.3, but then he came back with the 4.5.
Yeah.
Right.
I love it. Like, I love Lion Eyes. I love Take It Easy. I think 4.5 is pretty much how I feel about the Eagles in general.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. It sucks. I can't. Whatever I gave Limp Bizkit is really fucking with my head because now I feel like I have to judge everything else. So throw out my Limp Bizkit score.
You're like like Timothy Mozgov's NBA contract has skewed the contracts for centers forever.
Exactly, yeah.
So we're going to throw that out, and I think we're both giving this a 4.5.
What'd you give Limp Bizkit?
I think I might have given it like a 4.2 or something
okay.
like
I gave
that.
Them a 2 out of 6.
Okay. Yeah, and then it's our most controversial episode to date. Yeah.
Mike Racine and I, same birthday.
Same birthday, but wow. They won't look each other in the eye. Won't speak. Yeah, I think I'm going to go 4.5 too because I do enjoy it. It's very pleasant music. I don't go back to it a lot. And I think that there's a couple of songs I would have added here and taken out maybe Seven Bridges Road.
Mm.
Although I did like it. That's the thing. I did enjoy it. But Lion
know.
Eyes, I'm taking a full 1.4 points off for Cheating Side of Town.
Well,
so 4.5.
I think that says more about you than the Eagles, Tom.
Damn.
I just, you know, some of my worst memories are from the cheating side of town. Kyle, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks
dude.
For having me. Let's get into this.
Time. We're standing by the band.
Let's get into this.
Yeah, now's the time we start. What did you think of the new Wonder Woman movie? That's what we were going to do, is just talk about Wonder Woman for the full hour.
Just, but then not even promote anything. It's good.
Yeah, it's a good time.
She fights.
She's a wonderful woman. That's what it stands for.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's what they reveal at the end of the movie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Samuel L. Jackson pops up and he goes, "Wonderful woman."
What's in your wonderful woman?
Oh, boy. Well, we're going to end with that. Kyle, thanks so much for coming on. Is there anything you want to plug, my man?
This will come out on June 28th.
That's correct.
No.
Nothing? No?
I have nothing.
He's got a big show at the Bell House in New York, July 20th.
Yeah,
right?
check that out.
You can plug that. That's a fun
thing
to plug.
You'll already be gone from Crackers. Go. I know it's in the past, but you know. I hope you enjoyed Kyle at Crackers.
I'll lend you guys my time machine. You can go.
I don't want it. I don't want it under these circumstances. I want you to want me to want it.
Cheap trick.
Tommy, you got anything you want to plug?
July 5th at the Hideout in Chicago. I'm having a Summer Beach Bash, so come to that.
Same.
Kyle, also the same night at a different venue, be having a Summer Beach Bash.
I'll be having a Summer Beach Bash at the Comedy Attic in Bloomington, Indiana. Full weekend of summer fun. I'll be playing music.
That's really, I like that. You should do that. That's a good thing for you.
I'm going to learn
Tom,
the
music comedy guy. That's what I'll start thinking about you.
I might even start going, it's like Tommy, like how Mariah Carey's Mimi. By the way, how did we miss out on talking about, I want to talk about Mimi. anyways, yeah, I'll be at the Comedy Attic. I'll be at Denver Comedy Works the last weekend of July. And, you know, take it easy.
Rate and review.
Rate and review on iTunes if you would. That helps us out a
lot.
Watch
review. It's a great show.
Watch review. Watch Rory Scovel's new special. It's fucking phenomenal. As long as we're plugging anything, check out our buddy Chris Charpentier on Late Night with Jimmy Kimmel.
And like exercise and stuff.
Exercise.
Take care of yourselves. And
you look horrible.
Drink coffee out of a mug. If there's one thing to get out of this.
Bye.